Continuing on our previews of today's racing, and let's have a look at the program of racing from Stony Creek. And joining us, Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Nadia. Good, thank you.
We've got the eight races, overcast and a soft five, the track conditions. What do you make of the meeting?
Look, it's just gone from a good four to a soft five. There's some heavy showers passing through. To be fair, they're small fields. There's not much value through the day, and we have got the track downgrade just kicked in. So not exactly smooth sailing. We'll see how we go. Hopefully we can find some winners.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a three-year-old maiden over 1,000. You can take out the four. We've got number one, He Can Star at $9, down to Calipapa at $1.70, Dharma $3.40, St Hilarion at $8.50, and Western Symphony at $7.
Yeah, pretty average maiden to kick us off. I think number three, Kalua Papa, has been placed to advantage here. Its recent trial at Cranbourne, sat up near the front. Look, you wouldn't say it was a great trial, but it was certainly good enough to go to a maiden at Stony Creek and be the one to beat at pretty short odds, to beat number five, Dharma. Dharma has shown ability in stronger races. I thought a recent trial was okay. Number one, He Can Star. Kicked off its career down at Camperdown on a day where unusually the inside was off, so that was no bonus there. And fourth pick, number seven, Written Symphony. It's another one. It's trialled okay without raving, gets into a weak race and gets a chance to at least run a place. I'll go 3, 5, 1, and 7.
Three from 5, 1, and 7. We then go over to race two, the maiden over 1,000. Take out the four. We've got number two, Northeast Duke at $2.20. The one highest duty at $9. Down to $5 Strike and Nerve, $3.10 for Valore. And then we're looking at I'm a Puppet at $9.50.
Yeah, this is a good trialer here, number two, Northeast Duke. Went around recently against Jamaican Rain and Thorndor, and look, it more than held its own. It's a four-year-old kicking off its career here. Looks a nice race to make a winning debut. The standout for the place looks to be number eight, Valore, or Valore, who missed the start, which was unusual last time. Beaten by a pretty good horse there, Algodon Miss. It's the obvious danger. Number one, Highest Duty. It made some ground in a 58 last time. It's got a place chance. And then number three, Wanamiri, who's trialled up okay down there at Geelong. I think two will win this race. Eight, the danger. 2, 8, 1, and 3.
So we go 2 from 8, 1, and 3. We go to race number 3 and a maiden over 1,600. And we got number 1, Bering Sea is at $1.60. Then you go down to Solar Panel 3.50 and Star Flight at $4.20.
Yeah, they're the only three you could possibly give a price to in this sort of race. Number 1, Bering Sea should win. I wouldn't have thought it would ever have started at $1.60 in a race, but it should have won two starts ago at Sale. It got held up, got to the outside, flashed home and just missed. That was a really weak race. It then jumped in grade at Pakenham and pretty disappointing, really. Just sat back midfield, came out and didn't run on, finishing ninth. Now, a massive class drop here. It won't get a better chance to win a race to beat number 9, Solar Panel. Solar Panel's been whacking away okay in races that are certainly no harder than this one. Number 10, Star Flight, goes forward, gets a good run, just has to handle the distance rise quickly up to the mile, and struggling for a fourth pick, I suppose it's got to be number five, Runs Like Clockwork. You couldn't really recommend any of the rest. One gets a chance to win, 1, 9, 10, then 5.
So we go 1, 9, 10, and 5. We go over to race number 4, Fillies and Mares 1,100, and in this race, number 1, All Too Fast at 7, Bobby Rocks at 3.90, Canstar 4.20, Rubiana Jane at 9, Iskra is at $5.50 and Pure at $8.
Yeah, I think they're four hopes, 2, 3, 8, and 5 in that order. Number 2, Bobby Rocks, having its first start here for Ken Keyes. It's always shown enough ability to win a maiden. I thought a recent trial was good enough to say it's come back in great order. Ben Allen, a big plus here to ride the horse as well, to beat number 3, Canstar. Canstar had been going well. It went to Kyneton in the 58 race and just completely bombed the start, which it doesn't normally do. The run still wasn't too bad. Gets back to maiden grade here with a better getaway, will take running down. Number 8, Iskra. This will be my value runner on a day where there's very little value. I thought Iskra trialled well at Cranbourne. It's been money for it this morning. It'll give you a good sight. And then fourth pick, number 5, Rubiana Jane. It's got speed. It's had 16 goes to win a race for 7 placings. It'll be there for a while. Just, I thought, place best there. 2, 3, 8, then 5.
So 2 from 3, 8, and 5. Then we go over to the legs of the quaddie. You can take out the 3. We've got number 1, Rolling Moss at 7, down to Emma Striker at $1.75, Lucky Reward at $5.50, Regina Margarita is at $4.
It should win the fave here, number 4, Emma Striker. It showed good ability last campaign, resumed at Maui. You certainly wouldn't say it was impressive there, but it'll probably be a lot fitter for that run. Gate one, usually an advantage around Stony Creek. It should get the job done to beat number six, Regina Margarita. Big win at Bordertown two starts ago. Covered ground at Werribee, fought on okay. I would think it's just about the only danger. Third pick, number five, Lucky Reward, showed some ability last campaign. And one, Rolling Moss, who just jumped from 1,100 to 1,600 last time. Couldn't cope with that, so drops back to 1,100. Looks to be next best. Four should win, maybe six the only danger. Four, six, five, and one.
Four from six, five, and one. Then we go to the next event, and just waiting for the market to load. What have you gone for here?
I'm going for number five, Real Reward, who, look, I think if it finds its best form, it will win. It resumes from a spell, trialled recently at Cranbourne, wanted to lay in. The trial was fair without raving. It'll get back, and that's usually not ideal around Stony Creek, but we've got Clayton Douglas, who's a good rider, just might take a bit of duck and diving, and if the brakes come its way, it runs to its best, it should get over the top and win the race. To beat number eight, Tidal Rose. Tidal Rose got gate one to use its speed, will take running down. Number six, Yolokai, who got the job done in a pretty average maiden down at Werribee. This is harder. And next best, number three, Snows Bro, who just covered too much ground last time at Yarra Glen. Five, eight, six, and three.
Five from eight, six, and three. Then we go to the next event. What have you gone for here?
I think the best for the day, Nadia, number three, Pacino Boy. It's had the two runs back from a spell. It was good first up, and then same at Werribee. It sort of really hit the line nicely to finish third. Now, you've got a tearaway leader in this race, Ontario. Pacino Boy's drawn well, just has to find a spot where it's not posted wide. Just follow the speed through, and I think up the straight, 1,700 metres ideal now. I think it will run them down and win, and the track downgrade, no disadvantage either. To beat number five, Clean Achiever. They come through the same race last time. Clean Achiever gets a beautiful run here. Pacino Boy might even follow it. I think they'll run the Quinella. Number four is Ontario, putting together a picket fence. Got a daring racing style. Gets out 10 in front and takes a stack of running down. And fourth pick, number one, Red Crown, on the quick backup from the weekend. Won't get the lead on its own here. It's racing consistently. It might hang on for a place. Very keen on three to beat five. Then four and one.
So three from five, four and one. And what about the last?
The last is an even race. I'll go with number seven, Mr. Charisma, who won a similar race last time. It's no harder. It's consistent. It's just got to hold its form, have even luck around this track, and it's the one to beat. To beat number six, Rebecca. Rebecca was just beaten a few starts ago at massive odds in a maiden. Got the job done last time and won quite well. Two out of Kilter, who gets a great run from the draw, and five Princess and Achiever. Fitter for one back, it ran okay. Whether you're just going off one run short here, it's certainly well found in the market. I'll go 7, 6, 2, and 5.
Seven from 6, 2, and 5. Then we have a look at our best Ruffy Quaddy and Play of the Day.
Yeah, my best confident race seven, number three, Pacino Boy. I think it'll win. My Ruffy, as I said, on the day where there's not much value at all, my best Ruffy or best value would be race four, number eight, Iskra. The Quaddy will go first leg four and six into three, five, six, and eight into three, four, and five, and we'll come home with two, five, six, and seven. And my play of the day is an all-up. We'll go each way, race six, number five, Real Reward, into a win. Race seven, number three, Pacino Boy. Cost you $1 for a 50-cent investment.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, Mark.
Thanks,
Mark.